This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How miserable do you feel?
Well, not too bad.
Tigers lost.
Yeah, bummer.
Work.
Well, they did a study, and they looked at 8 million Americans over the past 30 years to figure out when people are most miserable. And they've narrowed it down, well, to the specific year and even down to the month that you are most miserable.
Wow. Have we reached it yet?
Well, no, we're getting close, though.
Oh, it must be February.
It's
Valentine's
It
Day.
Is in February, but it's not February of this year. It's February whenever you are 47 years old.
Oh, we got plenty of time.
47 years and two months, basically.
Yeah.
And they said it's kind of like a big U-shaped curve as you're an adult. Whenever you're 18, you're happy. You get more and more miserable over your 20s and 30s. It bottoms out whenever you're down around 47. And then it starts getting happier again. And by the time you're 70, you're almost as happy as when you were 18 again.
Wow. Okay.
I can't wait.
So it's an upside-down bell curve.
Well, it's a U, as I mentioned.
Oh, U, okay.
It's a U-shaped curve.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about the bell curve.
That you know that is amazing.
I know.
Well, it's not really a U. I mean, a bell curve has got that little weird shape to it, and this is just a U. It doesn't have the squeezed-in part.
I know that because of, like, grading and in school and stuff. Like, you know, we could take a test.
And because he wore bell bottoms for a long time. Anyway,
they weren't even in fashion.
So what exactly is it that makes us so miserable? Well, they found the most stressful things in our lives range from visiting our in-laws, having to pay rent or mortgage, keeping up with that. Money in general, how much we have in the bank or if we have any in the bank. Traveling adds to our stress, which is a shame because usually that's for fun for a lot of people.
Organize, get everything packed, make sure you got all the kids' stuff packed, and it's just a hassle before you get going.
Oh, that's the fun part. You've got something to look forward to. You count it down. I love doing that. It's just the flights and airports is what I hate.
That's the problem, Cato, because we booked for coming up for spring break, we've booked a big trip, family trip.
Cool.
And over the holidays, Christmas, we got a call from Expedia saying they changed one of our flights and it's going to totally mess up the front half of our vacation.
So one of the kids is going to have to ride on a different plane. So you'll be all right.
We spent like an hour and a half on the line with these morons trying to get our flights fixed. And the first lady, we were like, well, we need this time. And she's like, oh, okay, I can change it to that. And that's the time we originally wanted. And so after like 30 minutes, she's like, oh, it looks like that was the flight you were originally on, and it's not available now.
Oh, boy.
We're like, we know. That's why we called you.
Oh, wow.
So you can see I'm getting stressed just talking about it
right
now.
Yes, keep talking
about it. You're going somewhere fancy. I mean, if you're flying somewhere. I'm like, kids, get in the car.
I mean, every now and then you got to have a good trip. We went to Mexico a year or two ago.
I know, I'm saying you go to those fancy trips.
Well, Hawk, there's an airport in Pickens, so it's, you don't necessarily have to be flying somewhere fancy to fly. You know?
All right, some of the other stressful things, credit card debt.
Well, sure.
Family events.
Uh-huh.
That's where Hawks go on vacation.
That's
reunion.
True. Yeah.
Going to the dentist.
Oh, no.
I got that today. I'm honestly not that stressed. I'm going to Pelham Links, and I'm not stressed. Holiday shopping, that can be stressful, especially when you're trying to get that good gift.
Yeah.
Going to the doctor, and then the number one thing people say causes stress in their life.
Work.
Someone reminding you about stress.
No. Nope.
Spouse.
Taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that weird? Now, I have a confession to make, and I've briefly mentioned this on the show, but I don't think I've mentioned it for a while.
He's not done his taxes in 6 years, y'all.
I haven't done them this last year.
Really? You still?
I have not done my taxes that were due in April.
But you had an extension to
I got an extension,
August or
and
something.
I didn't do them then either.
So what happens this April?
Well, time out.
I don't know yet.
Do you get another extension?
Well, here's the thing. They owe me. So it's not like I'm going to go to jail because they're sitting on my money. I don't owe them.
You're like my cousin Crystal who gets extensions all the time, man.
That's different extensions. And here's the problem. This is where the stress comes in.
Okay.
My wife opened this stupid business selling lip gloss.
I bought some.
And she bought like cases of this stuff. And she decided she didn't want to do it anymore. And then I got to the part of the taxes where you have to close out a business. And I was like, I don't have any idea what they're talking about. So I put it off.
Yeah.
And I kept putting it off. And now I don't even know what to do about the fact I put it off this long.
Go to an accountant, Sod and Manus. I love those folks. They have done my taxes. And
hold on. I go to an accountant or a Sod and a Manus?
Sod and Manus.
If they're putting Sod and maintenance down.
I don't want that.
You know, I was going to say, hey, it would be nice if there were somebody out there to help us with our taxes since it's so difficult.
Okay, do I know you have a specialist that handles
this? Yeah, there's tax people.
He don't want to give it to you, though. It's like a good babysitter. It's
but
like
I have always done my own taxes. I've never had a problem.
Well, there's a charm.
Not always.
Well, up until this year. See, I'm stressed about this now.
Yeah, you need to get it done. Just get it off your chest.
Well, I got to get it done for April because I have no idea what to do if I owe two taxes.
You'll file them both separately.
You double it up.
I think if you don't file your taxes in that year, then you lose your money that you were supposed to get back, and it goes to the taxpayers.
You can get it back.
He's making that crap up.
You can get it back, but there is you can't go back more than like 4 years, 5 years.
So I got plenty of time.
No, you don't. Knows. I do.
You know what?
That is disturbing, isn't it?
Do not go to your coworkers and start asking questions. You need an official person to call in that does taxes to know what to do to get you
out of this mess. Well, my neighbor across the street does taxes. I'm thinking about I mentioned it to her, but then she sent me this stuff that I needed, and I'm like, I don't have all that.
You know what? Maybe there's an app for that somewhere.
They needed proof that my kids were my kids. I'm like, I don't have to do that when I do my taxes.
Birth certificate or something.
I don't need that.
Blood.
I don't have to do it with mine.
They want your blood already.
We need proof.
Hey, wait. Y'all are not who I need to ask. This is stressing me out.
I tell you, no wonder. Okay. And you ain't even there yet, man.
Wow.
At the age.
I know. Well, I am going to be now.
Well, if you get locked up, we'll come visit.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
No,
IRS
we won't.
Line 3. That's for you, Tom.
You called them, didn't you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.